Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. He's always working on something new. Craig Thompson joins us with Balinran Entertainment. Craig, good to see you once again.
Good. Aren't you tired of having me in here, Jamie? It's like, can't you find anybody else?
Yeah, weekly spot now here at the radio station because you're always up with new things, new projects, lots going on. What are you working on right now?
Well, I came in to talk to you today about a new documentary we're doing called The Crosswalk, which was inspired by Kelly Ballantyne's advocacy to get a pride crosswalk put in front of Stratford City Hall. She, of course, owns Circle Foods on Market Square. And, shortly after it was installed, it was defaced, and she faced some hate graffiti on the back of her store. Thankfully, the community rallied around her, and the city supported the initiative, and we now have a new pride crosswalk in front of Stratford City Hall. And it really struck me that there's a lot of untold stories from the LGBTQ plus community in Stratford. And as I was watching like Casual Fall, I went on opening night, and I sat there and, you know, said to myself, this musical, this play is 41 years old.
Yeah.
And it's dealing with the themes of acceptance and tolerance from 40 years ago. And you walk outside the stage door, and you're reminded of the fact that we're still dealing with some of the same issues today. Because we've seen, you know, while Stratford is quite supportive, there's other communities that have had, you know, heated debates about the role of flags and crosswalks and things like that. And I know a lot of people in that community, and they are passionate, contributing members of our community. And I thought that they would make a great film anchored by Kelly, but profiling other people in the community.
Okay.
So we came up with this idea. It's called The Crosswalk. It's not about the crosswalk. It's, for me, the crosswalk is a metaphor because it's an intersection where people come from different sides of a perspective, and it's kind of a meeting place. So that's why we called it the crosswalk.
It sounds fascinating. Are you working on it right now?
No, we just announced it because, yeah, like any documentary, the magic piece that's always missing is money. And every documentary I've done over the last 30 years, you announce your intent to do it, and then you rely on support to make it possible. So we've just launched our fundraising drive, and I'll send you the link if you need it.
Please do.
And basically, because documentaries aren't a commercial profit center. People think that, oh, it's very glamorous, you're making documentaries. But documentaries are meant to inspire discussion about issues that are important. It's like an extension of journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Same as news. It's just long-form news. And it's really, a documentary is really to open people's eyes and give them the backstory. Because once you know a person's backstory and the things they've gone through, you can relate to them, because no matter what gender or what perspective you have on life, everybody has a universal story.
Exactly.
And that's really the whole point of the film.
And you're great at spotlighting those stories and sharing those stories with your documentary filmmaking. Do you have a time when you're hoping to have this released?
Yeah. So like all documentaries, I mean, we've been working with broadcasters for 30 years. So we do have two broadcasters that will likely air this. We can't say anything yet because they obviously want to see it first. But this will be a 45-minute sort of TV hour documentary. It'll be on television, and then we'll have some community screenings. We'll enter it into film festivals. And the one thing about Stratford, so Stratford is kind of a unique place. Because of our arts and culture and our creative economy, we tend to attract a lot of artistic people, many of whom are in that LGBTQ plus community. So compared to towns of our size, like maybe Woodstock or Strathroy or whatever, we're very unique in that way. I wouldn't call Stratford an oasis, but it is kind of an anomaly in rural southwestern Ontario. It's more like a neighborhood within Toronto, because of the diversity of culture we have here. So I think Stratford is a good, because Stratford's such a well-known brand, we believe this documentary will travel well. And we also want to incorporate some of the themes of like Casual Fall, which is also a very important play. And it's interesting, the festival is mounting it now, but the festival has the same MO. They want to inspire discussion about topical social issues to make us think more deeply about the world around us.
Craig Thompson with Ballinran Entertainment. We so look forward to this documentary. And of course, you're working on so many other things. I'm sure Stratford Symphony Orchestra stuff coming up and so much more.
Our 20th season starts September 28th. And we're so lucky in this era of challenging arts environment. I mean, Kitchener Waterloo Symphony is gone, Just for Laughs. You know, a lot of arts organizations are really struggling. And here we have a small town symphony with professional musicians from across Ontario, and we're launching our 20th season.
All right. And you can help support this upcoming documentary. We'll share the links and details. Of course, you can also go to the website, I'm assuming, for more information?
You could, yep. Our website is ballinran.com.
There you go. Craig Thompson with Ballinran Entertainment. Craig, always a pleasure. We'll have you again, I guess, next week or something. I don't know.
Okay, thanks, David. See you later.